Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today's message is our gospel reading from St. Matthew, the 20th chapter. The congregation may be seated. We're conditioned in our society to believe that the longer and harder we work, the more pay that we deserve. It's the basis for our hourly wage. It's actually the basis for the Protestant work ethic. And using that same kind of reasoning, there are a lot of Christians who are tempted to believe that the longer and harder that they labor in the kingdom of God here on earth, the more that God should bless them. But is that really the way that God operates? Does he operate on the basis of works and rewards? Well, I think that's something that Jesus wants us to understand a little bit better by giving us this parable, the parable of the workers in the vineyard. But today I'd like to take a look at that parable from another perspective. There was once a man who didn't have a job. His days were long and boring. He tried to find work. He had children to support, bills to pay, but there just wasn't any work. No one was hiring, so he spent a lot of time hanging around construction sites hoping someone would hire him, maybe to help with a little bit of stuff here and there, digging holes, moving things around, anything to make a little money. Well, by noon, no one had hired him. His chances were getting slimmer and slimmer. The day was half over. If he did get a job, he'd only get a half a day's pay. Then 3 o'clock rolled around, still no work. Well, at that time, he kind of gave up hope. He sat under a tree and contemplated what he would say to his wife and children. Another day, and no dollar to show for it. But around 5 o'clock, a man walked up to him and said, "I want to hire you. Come to work in my vineyard." Well, the man thought, an hour is better than nothing, so he went with his new boss to the vineyard. Well, his job was to gather some grapes, trim off the dead vines, throw away the dead leaves. But before he can even break a sweat and get his hands dirty, the whistle blew. The day was over. The workers came out of the field to receive their pay. Those who were hired last, they were paid first. Well, the man wasn't too thrilled with the idea that he was going to get just an hour worth of wage. But again, a little bit was better than nothing. But when he held out his hand, the owner of the vineyard put in his hand a full day's wage. "There must be some mistake," the man said. "You only hired me an hour ago." "You're right," said the boss. "I paid you for the time you didn't put in. But I want to be generous with you. I have the means. Go home, feed your family, enjoy your evening. This is my gift to you." So with a mouth open in surprise and a puzzled look on his face, the man said thank you and went home. This retelling of the parable of the laborers in the vineyard is designed to get you to think about the generosity of the landowner. The landowner, of course, represents the Lord. You see, so often we read this parable and we focus on those grumbling workers that worked all day in the hot sun. And we often identify with them. Without even knowing it, covetousness bubbles up in us as we think, wow, we should get at least more than what the guys who worked 1 hour got. That's what makes us unhappy. That's what makes us discontent. That's the goal of covetousness, to rob you of joy. We identify with those laborers who worked all day. And we say it isn't fair. It's not fair because we have this work and reward mentality. No one should be paid for 8 or 10 or 12 hours of work when they haven't put in but 1 hour. Would you consider that fair? The man didn't deserve a full day's wage. It's not fair. The other workers, they worked in the hot sun all day, sweating, bleeding, cracked hands. They had earned their pay. Well, they should have gotten more if the boss was fair. Well, that's how the world thinks. That's how the world works. If you work 12 hours, you get 12 hours pay. If you work 1 hour, you get 1 hour of pay. But is that how things work in God's economy? In other words, is that the way things work in God's kingdom? Jesus concludes the parable by saying, the first are last and the last are first. That saying is a summary of God's grace. God gives his kingdom to all who believe. Jesus worked harder than anybody, wouldn't you say? He was perfect. And he did not come to be served by God or by humans. He came to serve. And the way he served was to give everything he had into death on the cross. That is a reason to rejoice. For Christ came for all. Now, as Christians, we must hold up the mirror of the law and be honest with ourselves and admit that even if we have labored our whole lives in the vineyard, in God's kingdom, here on earth, we don't deserve any of God's goodness or grace. We're sinners. And the wages that we deserve, Paul makes very clear. The wages of sin is death. That's what we deserve from God. In all honesty, we shouldn't grumble about who gets what gifts in the kingdom. It's a privilege to work in God's kingdom here on earth, to serve our brothers and sisters in Christ, to live godly lives that honor our Heavenly Father by keeping His commandments, to raise our children in Christ. Those are all privileges that we have because God is gracious. So this should be our confession. Heavenly Father, I don't deserve the life you've given me. I've sinned against you since I was a child. I haven't loved you with my heart. I haven't loved my neighbor as myself. But you have shown me grace and mercy that I don't deserve because of Jesus. This parable teaches us that God's grace doesn't depend on what you do or what you don't do. Thanks be to God. If so, then it would be grace. So for the sake of his Son, God fills your hands to overflowing with his blessings of life and salvation. It doesn't matter how long you've labored in the kingdom. God takes your hands and he fills it and says, here is new life for you. New life now in the kingdom on earth and new life to come in the kingdom of heaven. You didn't earn it. You don't deserve it. The very fact that I called you to be a worker in my vineyard is pure grace. I want to give you this because I love you. Now in the parable, the people who worked only 1 hour, well, they were shocked. And the people who worked all day, they grumbled. But in neither case did they change the boss's mind. He was happy to give them what he promised them. He was happy to show kindness to those who worked only an hour. And he was happy to show his patience and keep his promise to those who had worked all day. Even those who worked an hour still had families to feed and bills to pay, just like everyone else. The owner of the vineyard was generous. He had the means. And he wanted to provide for those, all who worked in his kingdom. When it comes to grace, God does not show partiality. Jesus died for the life of the world, and God graciously gives to all repentant and believing people the full and complete kingdom of God. the life and salvation that Jesus won on the cross. And yet we are a people accustomed to earnings and rewards. We're hung up on those. But God is not about rewards or amounts. He's about love. Love for the sinner. Jesus told this parable to help his disciples understand that our Heavenly Father doesn't give according to what we do or how long we have labored in his vineyard. In God's economy, heaven is a gift that God gives, not on the basis of works, but on the basis of his grace. You know, our worship service today is a foretaste of heaven, because the people gathered from here are from all walks of life. But not only are you from all walks of life, you are all from all points in time when it comes to being part of God's kingdom. Some have been a part of that kingdom for decades, and some for just a few short years or even months. Yet you have all received the very same gifts: the gospel of Jesus Christ, his body and blood given in his sacrament, the forgiveness of sins, and life and salvation because of God's love. And we all have the same duty: to thank and praise and to serve and obey the Lord. But not because such work earns God's favor, but because such work is simply our response to God's undeserved grace and mercy. One final word. Imagine a daughter whose unbelieving father came to know Jesus as Lord and Savior just days before he died. I knew a woman whose father did just that, lived his whole life as an unbeliever, and then 1 week before he died, he asked to be baptized. He confessed Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Now, would she, a Christian her entire life, begrudge the grace of God to her father? Or would she rejoice in the knowledge that she will see her father again in heaven on the day of judgment? Think about the thief on the cross. How long did he labor in the kingdom? Moments? Just minutes? But isn't it wonderful that God gave him eternal life through his faith in Jesus? Isn't that a reason to rejoice with all the angels in heaven? There are Christians who are in positions to support their church generously. Some think that because they give generously that they have more say in how the church should be run. But they forget that they are in that position not because of anything they've done, but because of God's grace. There are those who've lived their whole lives in God's kingdom and think that they should have more honor and blessing in the church than others, but they forget that they have been called to faith as little children because of God's grace. They've been blessed to receive God's gifts and the Holy Spirit's guidance their whole lives. It's all about a gracious God. So although we are all different on this earth with different gifts and different walks of life, we all have one thing in common as believers. We have been called into this kingdom purely by the grace of God. May our prayer always be, thank you, Heavenly Father, for the impartiality of your grace, for giving me the wage I did not deserve, the gift of life in Jesus. And in my gratitude, may I live my life in a way that honors your grace. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts, your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.